Okay, on the bottom and Zion and Aleph. Hakeitzad, how do you make mitzah? Chol v'sholosh etzba'osu apisas yado v'komets. You take your three fingers, these first three fingers after the thumb, and you put them over your palm, put your hand into the flower, and then close down on this and wipe off the excess with the two other fingers. Right? The machlas and macheshes. Machlas and macheshes, you take the chometz after it's baked. These, some menachos, you take it before it's baked, the flour state. So that's what you do with those. And mela, the excess falls off by itself. But the ones that are baked, the excess is not going to fall off by itself, so then you have to, what's it called, take it off with your pinky and your thumb. V'machlas and macheshes, shehum minei tzigun, shehin afuyos tchila, v'chozer uposeson. Right, the machlas and macheshes are menachos that are fried or baked in a shallow pan and a deeper pan with oil. And after they're baked, then you crumble them. And you take the kmitza from them. The kosher kmitza asam liyos mivuretzes yosem mikpitzas minchas soles shebirutzeha noflim yaleihem. And here it's harder to get a kometz that's not overflowing, because by the flour, the overflow of the flour falls down by itself. Tzorich liyos mochek begodlo beirutzen shomala uveemtza uveetzbo ktana beirutzen shomala mata. So what you have to do is wipe off the extra that's extra than in the handful that's in the three things with your pinky and your thumb. The zuhi mochek begodel b'malav that spoke tanu b'mavdu. The zuhi avoda kosher shebemikdash. And this is the hardest avoda in the mikdash. Where it says zuhi v'sulo, there are no other hard avodas in the mikdash. Va'ika malika, malika was a difficult malacha to shech the animal with your thumb, with your fingernail. Va'ika chathina, later on, the Gemara says that the chathina of the ktores with the kohen, you had to be an acrobat to be able to do it properly, right? Elazuhi me avodos kosher. This is one of the avodos kosher, and it's not the only one. This is one of them. This is one of the hard avodos in the mikdash. Rashi va'ika malika, the tanya bonami v'zuhi avodos kosher. Right, says that also malika was a difficult avoda. Va'ika chafina shebifnim, right? Chafina is the taking the handful of the ktores lifnai v'lifnim. The tanya bonami l'kamon the pirkin v'zui avoda kosher. Chaki garsimen, ein mazui avoda me avodos kosher shebemikdash. Tanu rabbanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah bein habinayim shel malei kom tzomahu. What's the halacha of the flour? We use flour or the mincha that what's it called? That's between your fingers. It's not in your palm, right? It's not on the other side of your hand, so it's not out of your palm, but it's between your fingers. Omra papa digavoy lo tiboy alach. That which is outside, meaning on top of your hand, is for sure not part of the comments. The gavoy, the white, which is inside, right, inside your hand, inside the palm, is lo shaylas vadi, part of the comments. Dibroy, the part that's outside, lo siboyalof the vadi shirayimu, that's for sure part of the mincha, right? Not the part that you took the comments, the part you took the comments is the comments, and what's left is called the shirayim. That's part of the shirayim, that's part of the regular mincha. That's not burnt, that's eaten. Ki tibayalok de baini baini. What's the part that's not above your hand and below your hand? Mamish, between the fingers. You can't see it, it's between the fingers. So is that considered part of the kometz or part of the shirayim? Right? Or, like some Rishonim learn, is the third possibility. It's none of that. It's not the shirayim because, what's it called, it wasn't part of the mincha. Like, remains tevel. It remains like part of the mincha that the kometz wasn't taken off, or it's part of the mincha that the kometz was taken off, or it's part of the kometz. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hodr Pashta Yoshua ben Uzzah ben Habinaim Safik Ninu. In the end, he was poshut, it's a Safik. So, Lachar in the beginning was also a Safik. There's two kinds of Sveikos. There's a Safik you don't know because we're not sure what it is. then there's a suffix that we know what it is. It's a suffix. Right? That's, we know for sure that it's a suffix. Not that we're not sure what it is, could be this, could be that. It's not, it's like Ben HaShemashas. Ben HaShemashas, suffix yom, part of it's yom, part of it's laila. We don't know which part, but we know for sure it's a suffix. That's the thing. It's not all day or all night. It's part night, part day. We just don't know which part. Same thing over here. We know for sure it's part Shirayim, part this, but we don't know which part or whatever. Or another pshat is like we said before. Originally the suffix was maybe it's Tevel, maybe it's Shirayim, maybe it's a Kometz. Now he was posted it, it's only a suffix Shirayim or suffix Kometz. It's not enough Tevel. That's the thing. Rashi. Bein abinayim hanichnas bein hoetzbos mahu kometz hein or shirayim hein, that which is between the fingers, is it kometz or shirayim? Domar mar menachos perakama, we didn't get it yet. Okay, marsha sahechi of it. So if it's a suffix, what do you do? You're always going to get things between your fingers. What do you do with them? Right, Omar Rabbi Chanina makter kometz lechudei tchila. What you do is the following. First you makter the kometz, and then separately you makter the bein habinayim. Why? De'iyamres bein habinayim bereisha, because if you'll be makter the bein habinayim first, dil mishirayim minu, maybe they are part of the, what's it called, of the mincha. V'havelu shirayim shechostru bein kmitzah l'aktorah. And then it comes out that the mincha got less before you were makter the kometz. The Omar Mar Shiraim Shechasu Ben Kmitzel Aktorah Ain Maktirnal Imsa Kometz. That if you have a mincha, you took off the kometz, and before you had a chance to be makter the kometz, part of the mincha got lost, destroyed. Whatever, you're not makter the kometz anymore. You have to have the entire mincha intact when you're makter the kometz. So if in case the Bein HaBinayim is Shirayim, and you burn it before you're makter the kometz, you can't be makter the kometz anymore. So you leave it till afterwards. Ihachi hashtanami ikrikan kosher mentally ishim hariu b'altartiro. No, you have a problem the other way too. If you hold it till after you're makter the kometz, and it's shirayim, how could you be makter it? You're makter on a suffix. Maybe it's kometz, but maybe it's not kometz. It's shirayim, and it's usher to be makter shirayim. You're not allowed to burn shirayim on the mizbeah. Anything that has something that goes on the Mizbeach, the other part that doesn't go on the Mizbeach is also to go on the Mizbeach. Can't burn it on the Mizbeach. Right? That's a klal of kol shemimenu le'ishim harayu b'bal taktiru. Anything that has part of it that you have to burn on the Mizbeach, the other part is also to burn on the Mizbeach.
What do you do with Stam Shirayim?
The what?
If it's Vada Shirayim, what do you do with it?
The what?
If it's Vada Shirayim.
You eat it. Okay. Omer of Yehuda Bereder of Shimon ben Pazi, the makter le mishum etzim, karebeleza. No, what you do is you makter it not l'shem kometz, but l'shem etzim. Doesn't be suffic. If it's a kometz, fine. Then I can be makter it. If it's not a kometz, then I have kavana not to be makter it as a haktorah, but as wood. It's like wood on the mizbeach. And since my kavana is not to be makter it as a haktorah, but only like putting more fuel on the mizbeach, it's not haktorah of something on the fuel, I'm adding to the fuel. And even though normally the fuel has to be wood, but once you have wood, you can add other things to the fire to keep the fire going. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, L'reach, Nichoach, Yatramala, you can't be mala something on the mizbeach that's not supposed to be burnt, but that some other part is burnt, and this part's not burnt. Right? Oh, that's only if you do it l'reach nichoach. Aval atomalu l'shum eitzim. But you're allowed to burn it l'shem eitzim. So Mara says, oh, nichol Rav Elazar. That's good according to Rav Elazar. El the Rabbanan ma'ikle me'el. The Rabbanan hold you can't be makter even l'shem eitzim. Anything that's not supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach is not allowed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, even if your kavana is to use it l'shem eitzim. Amar Amari, the kamse shmeini. So according to the Rabbanan, you had to have only fat kohanim do kmitza, where they didn't have any space between their fingers. Their fingers were so fat that there was no space between them. They were fat, what's it called, jelly jolly kind of fingers that, you know, they had a lot of fat in between them.
Whipped
hands. What? So, Hashta v'ashil haki, Rabbi Lezer nami lechatchila dekamtzi shmeini. Now he answered that, even according to Rabbi Lezer, it's not good to have something that you have to be makdil l'shem eitzim, even lechatchila. So even according to Rabbi Lezer, the best thing is to get fat kohanim to do kmitza. Okay. They said that's very good. What? So the chara, that was a requirement. They had to have fattened kohanim that they kept special just for this. The only thing is that the Kohen Gadol wasn't always necessarily fat. And when he did the avodah on Yom Kippur, he also had to make kmitza, right? So they speak about that. What do they do with the Kohen Gadol? Okay.
Rashi. His shirai.
Right. His deina binayim. Right.
That was Yom Kippur.
No, so then they ate mostly Yom Kippur. That's Shana Stamashah, what they did with the Kabbalah said. Okay. Okay, Rashi. Shechasru, Shenispazru mehem. If the mincha, after you took off the komets, but you weren't makter the komets, part of the mincha got lost, you're not makter the komets. Ein maktirin, de tanya, min ha mincha, pratlam shechasra hi o shechasru komtza. You have to, what's it called, has to be hakomets min hamincha. The mincha has to be intact and the komets had to be intact. If either one got less, then you're not marked to the komets. Kol shimenu l'ishim, me'achar shenosato le'esh, kol mishpato, after you burnt on the mizbeach, everything that's supposed to be burned from this korban, hari ashirayim, about tatiru, what's left over and it's not supposed to be burned, you're not allowed to burn it. Don't be mocked or something that from it you burnt on the Mizbeach part of it and the other part's not supposed to be burnt. Don't burn that part on the Mizbeach. Where it says, the Masna, he makes a tonight. If it's the Komets, I'm being mocked or it's the Shem Komets. And if not, it's the Shem Eitzim. And the svara is you can't be makter it on the mizbeach, but you can. I'm not being makter this. I'm using this as fuel to be makter other things. Krebelezer, the polig mesechus zvachim beivorechatas shehin shirayim meakhir shehukteru emurim the nisarvu evorechatas beivori ola shehin kolim. Right, evorechatas are eaten. So once you're a makter the chaylev and whatever of the chatas, these parts are supposed to be eaten. And you were makter the chalev of these things, and they got mixed up with a vori ola. And you don't know which limbs of the ola which are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, and which limbs of the chatas which are supposed to be eaten. So then, Rebbe Lezer Omer, yitein hakol mala, you put it all up on the mizbeach, all the evorim, v'ro anias habosher chatas lamala kilo hein etzim. And you make a tnai. If it's the evorim of the ola, I'm doing it the same haktorah. And if not, I'm doing it to add some fuel to the mizbeach. The yolif tamim mehai krov, the yolif mizbeach lo yalu, and he learns it from the pasuk, the yolif mizbeach lo yalu, right? Basrei the high krov lo satirim menu ksiv. So therefore, we learn that it's only yolif mizbeach lo yalu lo reach nichoach, but the shem eitzim is okay. The kamtzi shmeini kohanim shmeinim fat kohanim shebosretz boseim bolay, they have what's it called thick fat on their fingers. Right, sticks out the dochek, and therefore there's no space between their fingers. The dochek zelatoch zeh, they mamish the fat sticks out between each finger, doesn't leave any air space between the fingers. The ain shom ben abinayim, so nothing gets caught between their fingers. Where it says Rebbe Lezer nami lechatchila tekamtzi shmeini shelo hater Rebbe Lezer lahalosam shirayim l'shem etzim el levei taru l'sevari ola shelo yetzel levei sasreif v'kedek amri rabbanan. The only reason that Rebbe Lezer permitted to be makter something l'shem etzim is only b'dievet because it was mixed up with something else, but l'chatchila it's better to have an etzah not to have something that you have to be makter l'shem etzim, so better to use fat kohanim. Okay, go on. Okay, this is a way to remember all the shilas are going to come up. Okay, boy, rapapa, bein habinayim shel molei chofna mahu. Okay, now we know we have the shilah bein habinayim by komets. How about by chafina? Right, by chafina you take a whole handful. By komets you just take a palmful. Okay. But this is one Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. This is by regular Menachos. So we learn from the Psukim by Komets that Bein Abinayim is a Sofik. We're not sure the part that is not above and below, if that's part of the kometz or part of the shirayim. It's a suffix, and you're makter it by itself, or you get fat kohanim to what's it called to do it, so it doesn't become a problem. Boy, rapapa, bein abinayim shemolechot namahu. What's halacha on the kohen gadol biyom kippurim of the parts of the, what's it called, of the ketores that get caught between his fingers? And you can't always make sure that the kohen gadol is a fat kohen gadol. So there's going to be times where the kohen gadol has ketores between his fingers. What's the halacha of that ketores? Is that part of the chafina or not? What's the shaila? Igomer mole mole mihosam. If you learn, it says mole chofnav and mole kumso. So we learn exerishova mole mole. And therefore the same halacha that applies to kometz applies to chafina, hainuhach, same shaila. What's the shaila? Right? Same shaila we have, so it's a suffix. We're not sure if it's part of the chafina or it's not part of the chafina. Where it says Rapapa Hacha Boile. Mole Chofna Vehevi Boinan Vehoika, right? Is the main idea over here that you need a handful and you bring that in. So what you bring in between your fingers is also called part of the handful. That's the Iker. Odilma Velokach Vehevi Boinan. You need what you take actively to bring in. But what comes between your fingers you didn't take actively. That just fell between your fingers. So that's not part of what you bring in. So therefore it's not part of the chatima. That's the shaila. And we're not learning it from the komet. We're learning it from its own psukim. If you learn it from the komet, it's about the same halacha of the komet. It's on the tzad that you don't learn out chatina from kemitza. But what are the psukim by chatina tell me? Does it tell me that the ikar is what you bring in? What's in your pot, what's in your hand, on your handful that you bring in? And that includes what's between the fingers. Or no, the ikar is what you took, and what you take actively is only what's in your handful, but slips between your fingers happen by itself. Teku, taka is a teku shaila. What to do, and what's it called? It could be you have to you have to be makter that separately. And that's a big shaila. How you can do that because Yom Kippur, and if it's not supposed to be nikter, then it's what's it called? It's mechal Yom Kippur. So they have all different terutzim in the Achronim, why it's not Mechal Yom Kippur, it's only Yisud Rabbanan, and Mamela it's what's it called, Mutter, because Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. But that's what you have to do, you have to do it separately. The part in between his fingers, you have to separate from the other part, Makter, put the part in his hand on the Gecholim first, and then take the part, take the part between his fingers, hold it tight, so it didn't go mix in with the other one, and then let it drop on the gecholim separately. Where it says, "Igomer mole mole ma kometz beirutzo eino nikter af chatina beirutzel psulim." If you learn mole mole from kometz, that anything that's an overflow, just like by the kemitza, it's not nikter. So too by the chatina. And now there's a suffix. What about the part between your fingers? Is that an overflow or not? Hainu ha deboin leel ma shiyase midle chatina. The honey tarvayu chada taima. No. Yep. When are we going to get? Okay. The ba'in el ma'u shi'asem mid lechafina. We had the same shaila before. Whether you can make a kli to make the chafina with. That a kli that has the same amount as what's in the handful of the coin. Do you have to have dafka the hand of the coin or not? We had that shaila before. Do we learn it from kometz? There it says bikumtso, that it has to be with his hand. It doesn't say mole kumtso, right? It says only mole kumtso afterwards. You need bikumtso and mole kumtso. Not more, not less, and with your hand. Chafina just says melochafnav. Doesn't say bichafnav. So do we learn from kometz it has to be with your hand or not? That's the shaila we had before. We learn both of those halachas from the word bikomtso. Has to be exactly the measurement of his hand, and it has to be with his hand. And we had therefore the shaila, does the same halachas apply by chafina? Meaning, does it have to be with his hand, or it could be with a measure that's the same amount as his hand? So do we learn kometz chathina from kometz or not? The e if shitlan the maisin and the chathina drush and the bekumtso begzereshavik iluksi bechafnav tarvayu mifshet emino. So what was Rapapa's other shaila? If we can answer this shaila, we have the answer to the other shaila too. So it's the same question. Do we learn chathina from kolmetz or not? So Rashi says, no, rapopo hachi boy. That wasn't a shayla, another shayla. Even if you don't learn chathina from the kolmetz, so there's no reason why the extras by the chathina is no good. You could have an extra, what's it called, overflowing handful. The shayla is like this. Below gzereshavet. The mole mole, equally mi boya lohoth. You still ask this shaila. The other shaila is only if you learn chathina from kometz, do you have to do it with your hand or not? That shaila depends on learning one from the other. There's no place by chathina that it says specifically you have to do it by hand. But this shaila is independent of that. Even if we don't learn chathina from kometz, there's still a shaila of what happens with the part between your fingers. Why? The shayla before you had to ask only for the gzeirah shavah. There's no reason by the chathina itself to assume that it had to be done with by hand. So the fact that it says there's no reason to think you can't do it with a kli. Taking with a kli is called taking. Right, but the shaila over here is, even if, what's it called, you don't have to take it by hand, but the shaila is something that you didn't take that only came by itself, is that part of the chathin or not? The part that slipped between his fingers wasn't taken in his hand. Like, that wasn't part of what he took in his hand. That's what slipped between his fingers automatically. So the shaila is the main thing to bring in what's in your hand or what you took. It had to be actively taken. Then memel is the same shaila, whether bein abinayim is part of the haktorah, it's not part of the haktorah. Even if you don't learn from the kometz. So the Gemara says teiku, it's a teiku. Therefore, what you'd have to do is be makter it separately with a tanai.
Why doesn't he make a tanai?
Tanai what?
That the
benayim
is also included in that.
How can that be? If it is, it is. It's not. It's not. You can make it tonight. I'm making it tonight, right? If this is chametz, then it should be matzah. And if it's matzah, it should be matzah. It doesn't help you. Okay, I'll get it right. Omer HaPapa. Pshitali mole kumtso kidekamtsi inchi. Okay? I understand that a chametz means the way that people normally, when the Torah said, it meant a normal palm full. Okay, that's called a kometz. The way people normally do it. So now, what if you do it in an abnormal way? You don't do it the normal way. How do people normally take a handful, put their hands into the flour, and they scoop up some flour? That's the normal way of doing it. Rashi, kidekamtsi, and she sido shalets both of the mata. You put your fingers down into the, what's it called, the side of your fingers down into the thing, and you take a handful. You take a kometz. Like that. That's a normal way of doing it. So, boy or a papa. Now, what if you do it differently? Kometz beroshi etzbos of memahu. Not like we had before, you only took a little bit on the top of your fingers. You took a whole amount, but you did it beroshi etzbos. In other words, you basically put your hand into the flour, and then put it, your fingers around, what's it called, deep into the flour and put it around. Not to put your hand down into the flour, put your hand up into the flour. I think that's what Rashi says. But Rashi has both. So, pas yodo the mata, the tacha that's both of the soles, the komats, komet shalem, at shemile kol orach pas yodo. So what did you do? Pas yodo is your, what's it called, is this. No, you put it down like this, into the thing, and then you took your fingers and you dug them into the flour and then took a whole handful. Right, so you didn't do it normally like people do. They put their fingers in and scoop it up. You put your palm down flat and then you scooped it up with your fingers. Right, that's not the normal way that people take a handful. Right, normally you put your fingers into the flour and scoop it up. Is that considered a kometz or not? Or that's considered shalokaderech? Milamata lemala mahu. Okay, Rashi says milamata lemala shehofach gav yado lemata. You put your, instead of putting your hand this way into the flour, you put it this way. And what's it called? You let the flour heap over your hand, and then you close your fingers. So that's also not the normal way that people take a handful. Right? The hela komets brush, it's supposed to be topas yodo. When your top of your your what's this called? Your, this is your palm and this is your hand, back of your hand. Back of your hand. Okay, that's very so you put the back of your hand in the flour, and then you let your, you took with the flour with your fingers and put it in. It's a different, not abnormal way of doing it. Min hatzdadim mahu. Okay, min hatzdadim, Rashi says min hatzad, kolomar shelo kederach hakomtzim, gav yodo milmata, lamata. Right, you put the top of your hand, the back of your hand down. So you didn't put your fingers bechlalin. Before we had, you put your back of your hand, then you put your fingers in, whatever. Ela molich al gav yado bedocha, vahasoles nichnas v'pas yado derech etzbosa. What you did is, you, what's it called? You didn't put your fingers out altogether. You didn't dig your fingers in to get the soles. You put your hand into the flour and you moved it from side to side to fill your hand up with the soles. Rashi, Gemara, one second. So that, or what's it called? Teiku. So the answer to all of these is teiku. We're not sure if that's called chathina or not. Mislama, what the Kohen Gadol would have to do if he did it anyway, what the Kohen would have to do if he made the komets like that. Not sure what he did, what he could do. He'd have to do it again. And then what's it called? Be makter each one separately, and the second one, l'shem etzim. I guess that was what you'd have to do. Okay. Okay, the next Gemara asks the same Shaila with Chathina. Omra Papa, what's it called? Pshita li molichof, nafke de chathni inchi. Same thing when you take the handful, not the komets. Right? You take your whole hand and put it into Ketoris by the Kohen Gadol. Has to be done the normal way people do it. Boira Papa, chof and bereish v'itzvah, so mao, same thing. You didn't put your hand in like this and grab a handful. That's a normal way. But you did it one of these other ways. Right? Put your hand in upside down, sideways, backhanded. Right, milmata lamala mahu min atzad mahu. Right, chafan bezu ubezu, the korvan zu etzel zu mahu. Rashi, kidechafni inche chude shel pas hayad lamata. Same thing. You put the, what's it called, the portion of your palm down, and you take a handful. That's the normal way to do it. You do it all the way. These other ways, what's the halacha? Right, or chafan bezu ubezu. The carven zu etzel zu. I'm not sure exactly what that means. You did half at a time. Ah, I get it. What again? You put, what's it called? Both hands in, and then you put them together. Yeah. You didn't have two handfuls like this, but you had two handfuls like that. Okay, good. Okay. Now all of those also is teiku. Okay.